You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
Varroa mite is a tiny parasitic pest that attacks honeybees, weakens entire colonies, and can cause hives to collapse if left unmanaged. It's considered the most serious threat to honeybees worldwide, and after spreading across parts of eastern Australia, 2025 has marked its detection in the ACT, with authorities there warning it could wipe out around half of the territory's beehives over the next 2 years. The spread of varroa is forcing beekeepers to rethink how they manage hives and raising broader concerns about food production, pollination and biosecurity. Kit Prendergast is a bee scientist and ecological entomologist with the University of Southern Queensland. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Now, there have been warnings about this mite, the varroa, for years. Before we get to the ACT situation, what is it and why is it such a serious threat?
Yeah, so it's a parasitic mite, and fortunately for our, you know, biodiversity, only impacts the European honeybee, Apis mellifera, and it can also spread viruses when it infects the honeybees, and it causes, losses and potential, losses of the whole colony. It has spread across the world, and until 2022, Australia was one of the only countries that didn't have varroa, but now we do. And it has caused large colony losses, but there is no risk of it actually causing the extinction of honeybees. So it is, however, a serious, threat to beekeepers' livelihoods and also pollination services of our major crops.
Yes, so authorities in the ACT saying up to half of the hives could be lost within 2 years. What would the impact be there in terms, for example, of pollination?
Yeah, so it's one thing about honeybees that's relatively good is that although there can be large losses, beekeepers can make up for these losses by splitting hives, increased queen breeding. So these losses, they can be, compensated for, but in the short term, it could mean increased food prices as well, because there are managed honeybees and there's also feral honeybees. And managed honeybees are better off because if beekeepers look after them, make sure there's no nutritional stress, make sure they check their hives regularly to detect any varroa as soon as it gets there. The hives can be okay, but the feral honeybees, they can decline, and that means that pollination services that were performed largely by feral honeybees, farmers might be paying beekeepers to perform the pollination services, and that will increase the cost of food. It depends upon the crop as well. Some of our crops rely more on flies, for example, for pollination. But we can expect to see potential increase prices in some food crops.
And now that it seems to be spreading, do you think there's a worse situation ahead for Australia?
So like most diseases or parasites, when it first hits a naive population, there's a big spike in mortality. But over time, like we can see in other countries, the situation will sort of reach a balance because parasites, they actually don't want their host to go extinct, because then they would as well. So we'll probably see, as it spreads across the country, and, it still hasn't reached WA, which is a, very big stronghold for honeybees. There is that, intervening desert. But there will initially be big losses. And then as we adapt our honeybee practices, as there's better biosecurity and management, as well as the bees themselves adapt evolutionary, there'll be a balance. And we can see that overseas, that there can be losses, especially when there's other compounding threats like, you know, drought or the bees being trucked from like one monoculture to another monoculture to another one, which can be quite stressful for them. So, yeah, we will probably see big losses at the start, and then it will balance out. Even in the US, for example, where they can have, you know, up to 40% colony losses, these actually are then, you know, compensated by beekeepers splitting hives or bees moving in from other areas. So globally, the number of honeybee colonies are increasing. So you actually don't have to be concerned that this is going to wipe out honeybees. And there is a silver lining here in that the decrease in feral honeybees can actually give our native pollinators a bit of respite from competition.
A little glimmer of hope. Kit Prendergast, thank you so much.
Thank you.